In yesterday's devotion, I talked on how guardian angels are real. The good angels, the blessed angels that watch out over us. But evil angels are also real. If you read the book of Revelation, about a third, and again, the book of Revelation's picture language explaining the end of time, but about a third of the angels turned evil. They rebelled with the devil and were cast from heaven, and they're against us. And that sounds terrifying, but do the simple math. Two-thirds are still good angels, and above and beyond that, we have our powerful Lord who can just flick the devil and flick away the evil angels in a second. But yet those evil angels are more powerful than we are. Not only are evil angels real, but so is demon possession. Just a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine called me up. His brother became demon possessed, brought him to a local pastor of one of our churches, and they performed an exorcism. And my friend was so freaked out, so scared. It was like 3 a.m, he had to call me. All of the lights were on in his house, but he just could not go to sleep, having seen the power of evil as his brother was thrown to the ground, shaking in convulsions as his evil spirit left him. And I warned him, the Bible says that if an evil spirit gets exorcised or removed from us, and it's not filled with something, that evil angel comes back with even more evil angels. Should you be concerned? Should you be scared about demon possession? No. I am 0% scared of being demon possessed. And here's the reason why. Inside of my heart is Christ. Full up in my heart is Jesus. There's a gigantic no vacancy sign on my heart. When you have Christ in your life and you love him, you have a no vacancy sign on your heart. Here's the warning. Don't crack open your heart to evil. Don't play around with evil, with Ouija boards and horoscopes and the occult. You're cracking yourself to evil to try to let that in. They can't come in unless you invite them in. You have someone stronger, more powerful, Jesus, filling your heart. You're safe. You're safe in him from demon possession. So thank Christ regularly for his incredible love and his power in your life. The Bible tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. When have you been surrounded by evil in your life and just at the name of Jesus, speaking his name, that evil fled away? Comment below, encourage others, and come back tomorrow as we continue our series, Understanding Angels.